can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Good morning and welcome to Birdwatch. It is 8:08 and cloudy 48. Birdwatch is sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. And now, your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rod.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Real good, thank you.
Another spring day out there.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's not snowing. I'm a happy camper. That's all it takes anymore is the lack of snow. Welcome to Birdwatch and Mother's Day imminent coming up here in just a week from tomorrow. And let's get started with the trivia question. This spring is one of the best migrations for birds that I remember. What makes this year so special for watching the migration of our birds returning to this part of the world? It's not usually this good. What makes this year special in watching the migration? 382-4280-877-382-4280. And all you've got to do is tell me why this year's migration watching is so exceptional. And those numbers again, 382-4280-877-382-4280. This year is a really good year. One of the best I recall. And migrations are pretty consistent. You can tell that from watching the dating on the hummingbird migration map. And
I am really anxious to get to the bottom of this one. I got my theory of what it has to do with, but I just don't. Yeah, this is odd. Why don't we see if Richard in Kalamazoo can help us out? Richard, good morning.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I think that why it's so interesting is because it's been so cool, this so cold and cool this this time of the year that the food supply for the birds that are migrating has been diminished. So it's kind of slowed everything down.
Well, that is true, but that's not what makes this a particularly great year for watching birds in the migration.
It could be that they're staying here longer.
No, that's not what we're looking for, but thanks for giving it a shot, Richard.
My wife's got a question.
Okay.
Hey, Roger, have you seen hummers yet?
No, I have not.
I have not. They failed me. They always come on May 1st.
Well, it could be the chilly weather has slowed things down. Although the lack of flowers has really no impact on hummingbird migration. They use the sapsucker holes for their replacement for nectar. And so they can continue coming north quicker than many birds who eat insects exclusively. But nope, I haven't seen a one. And, and yes, I have my feeder out.
We've got a pair of red-headed woodpeckers, and we've got the grosbeak and the oriole back, but I haven't just seen them. You know, the hummers yet.
Yep, I've seen both of those as well, but no hummers.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks very much. Well, let's see if Ed in Portage has the answer for us. Ed, good morning.
Ed, why is this year so good for watching the migration of birds?
Well, I don't know if it's true for everybody, but it's for me because their leaves aren't out very much. And you can see where normally by now a lot of that stuff, I was in the woods Oh, last weekend, and my goodness, you could see everywhere.
That's the beauty of a really nasty cold spring. You remember last year I had, what are those flowers? Violets blooming on the last day of winter in the woods next to my yard. And by the time we got to migration, the leaves were all out and you couldn't see anything. This year, hardly a leaf out, and there's no hiding up there in the trees. You can see what's passing through.
Right.
Yeah, for getting that right, Ed, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. You can only get that at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where your meal is half price if you take a pal with you when you go. And I talked to Marv, and he has had some of the males there. Those numbers will thicken up over the next week, 10 days, as the females get here. But there's stuff to watch at the hummingbird feeders at the River Lake Inn. And so there you go. Dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you. Quick question about previous lady mentioned orioles.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed this morning I have a pair. Do they travel together or do the males come first? But
Their migration is simultaneous. Okay. They don't necessarily travel together, but it's coincidental migration.
Because I have not had a lot of success. This is the only third time in all the years I've lived here that I've ever even seen any. But I right away got a orange out there.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make any difference whether you hang those? Or I hear a lot of people say, in previous shows, put it on the deck or something. Does that make any difference or doesn't it?
You've got to put it where they're going to see it.
Okay.
And I've got an oriole feeder that has a spike where I can impale a half an orange.
And then where do you put that then? Right on?
Right on the trunk of a tree.
Oh, okay.
And the platform is large enough to hold a little dish for grape jelly.
Okay.
And but orioles like very tall, very mature trees. They want a nest 50, 60 feet up. And if you don't have the right trees, then you only see them as they pass through.
We do. In fact, that's exactly where they flew this morning. They both fed, and they went top of the neighbor's tree, way to the top.
Yeah, that's their style. They like it high.
Okay, well, thank you.
And keep offering the oranges and jelly. That may encourage them to hang around.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hold on, Ed. We got to send you back in to Abigail, and she's going to need some info from you.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks very much, Ed. Finally got to, that makes sense. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can see all the birds. There's not a leaf out.
Oh, I just love it. All right, if you have a question for Raj this morning, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Birdwatch will be right back. Stay close.
The best things in the world grow better with Dairy Dew. Available locally at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center.
And we're back. You've heard what Dairy Dew can do for your trees and gardens, but did you know it can help grow a healthy family too? The microbiological life in chemical-free Dairy Dew breaks down nutrients and gently feeds them to the roots of your plants, so your family gets healthy, homegrown, natural fruits and vegetables. So let's review. Healthy families come from healthy food, and healthy food comes from healthy plants, and, well, you know the rest.
Healthy plants come from healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
From Morgan Composting.
Get the scoop on Dairy Dew at Waddell's. All organic Dairy Dew products have just arrived at Waddell's, including planting mixes, potting soils, lawn food, and more all-organic choices. Pick up a bag today and learn more at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street, open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 11th, and what better place to be with your mom than at the River Lake Inn on a spring day overlooking the countryside as you enjoy their fabulous Mother's Day buffet. River Lake Inn's Mother's Day Buffet includes roasted garlic, Angus beef, bacon brown sugar, pork loin, Asian chicken, Atlantic cod, honey chipotle barbecue meatballs, butter crumb mac and cheese, and it is homemade and good, by the way, crunchy fried shrimp, apricot glazed ham, garlic mashed potatoes and gravy, roasted rosemary Yukon gold potatoes, sautéed mushrooms, vegetable melody, baked muffins, and their salad bar. I'm hungry just reading it. Mother's Day Buffet is just $21.95 a person. Children 6 to 11 years old are half price, and under 5 are free. Special menu selections include Pittsburgh prime rib, walleye a la Greco, 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, Hawaiian chicken, and jumbo snow crab legs. And save room for homemade desserts, Anita's carrot cake, and selection of delicious homemade pies are just to die for. Mother's Day hours, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call to make your reservations today. Details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
Oh, yes. I'm still back on that mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese, especially a gourmet mac and cheese.
Yes, I know. Mm. Oh, my gosh. It is 8:18. We have Ellen in Vicksburg on the line. Ellen, good morning.
Hiya, Ellen. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Roger. How are you doing?
Fat and sassy.
Well, me too. I called last week about the domestic geese that wandered into my pond.
Yeah.
And now there's only two of them. The little one is missing all week, and the gray goose has a broken wing, it looks like, because the feathers on one side of his wing are all askew.
Huh.
And will he survive or she? I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But the white goose seems to be okay, but the gray goose, and I think something attacked him and got the little one.
Okay. Could very well be. There's a lot of coyote here. Fox will occasionally go after something as large as a goose. My guess would be a neighbor's dog or a coyote. Whether or not that bird will ultimately survive, time will tell. It'll depend on exactly what the injury is. The bird will likely do just fine over the summertime. It will be next fall when stuff starts to freeze up that there will potentially be a problem if that wing is broken. If it's just harmed, it could very well heal, but I've got no way to tell
from
here.
Do they fly? I've never seen them fly.
I have to admit, I don't know. I'll tell you what, Ellen, I will find out if domesticated geese are able to fly. They got to your yard somehow, but I really don't know if domesticated geese can fly. But I'll find out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll let you know next week.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Ellen.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ellen. Now we have Carol in Plainwell on the line. Good morning, Carol.
Carol, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And
good.
Praise the Lord. I would like to know how early usually do wrens return? I know the male comes first and sets up a territory, but I have had a Denny wren here since about a week ago.
Yeah. That's normal. House wrens are not a neotropical bird in that they just go south here in the United States. And so they tend to move north earlier than the neotropical birds. And weather and when the snow disappears frequently has to do with that. But I wouldn't say that is particularly early. That's a normal time when you'd expect to see insect-eating birds get here. That's about when I saw my first Phoebe.
Do they eat seeds at all?
No, they're an insect. Eater.
Well, he hopped up on the feeder, and it didn't have anything in it because it had been not refilled for the day, but he did hop up on there and look around and then go somewhere else. But we usually didn't get them until late May or sometimes years ago when I was a child. It was in June before they came.
Well, I would
maybe it was the weather.
Well, I would suggest that if you didn't see it till June, that you saw the bird with their second brood of eggs. And they had already had a nest someplace else.
Okay. Well, just interested because that's my favorite little bird.
Oh yeah, they certainly add life to a yard, don't they?
And I don't know how they, as small as they are, get these large sticks into their little house and then get in themselves, but they do.
Oh yeah, they do. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye now.
All right, thanks very much for the call, Carol. And next we have Linda in Galesburg. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning. Question.
Mm-hmm.
We have cowbirds coming to our feeder.
Yes.
How do I get rid of them?
Take your feeder down. They're just about everywhere, and they're migrating through. They may not be a permanent resident at your yard, but they are, in fact, attracted to feeders, and they're a pretty normal visitor this time of year.
I've never had them in a house feeder before. I've always gone up to visit them in Grayling. We've got goldfinches, we've got cardinals, blue jays, tufted titmice, nuthatches, you know, the whole bit. And then these dumb things show up.
Yeah. Well, at the feeder, they're not much of a problem. Their problem is that they lay their eggs in other birds' nests. And so they're not really a problem at the feeder, per se. They're a problem for other birds at the nest site.
And I suppose they can't read, so I can't put up a sign, go away.
Well, you could, but they probably won't pay attention. Yeah, you're
okay.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling, Linda.
Thank you, Roger.
Or they would just be sitting there.
Right,
probably,
right.
Yes. All right, we go out to Mattawan now and say good morning to Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning.
How can
I
help?
I'm so glad that Roger's back on the radio program.
Well, thank you.
And I have a problem with a robin that keeps pecking at the window.
Yeah. It's breeding season, and that robin thinks they see another robin in their territory. And likely the robin has picked a nesting site, and from that nest site they can see the reflection of the that robin in the window, and they're trying to drive that other robin away. The only solution that I know of is to put a newspaper over the outside of that window so the robin can't see its reflection.
Okay.
Now, the odds are that robin will move to a different window and still see another robin in their territory. But try putting newspaper on the outside of the window so it stops the reflection.
Okay.
And at least they won't keep attacking that window. Uh-huh. And that may allow you to sleep in more on a nice spring morning.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. I'll try it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let us know how that works.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:27. I think we can get in one more call here. We have Sandy in Oshtemo. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Good morning. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you.
I have this one problem with I have a bluebird house, and the bluebirds were in it last year. I had quite a few in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when we came back from Arizona in April, 1st of April, we saw three bluebirds at the house again. Well, then we haven't seen them. Now we have swallows going in and out of that house. How do I get rid of the swallows?
It's really difficult.
Okay.
That competition between bluebirds and swallows is a natural part of nature.
Okay.
Both of those birds belong here. They have historically nested here, and they compete for the same nest sites. And that's just how nature works. This year, the tree swallows win. Now, one thing you could try is to put a second bluebird box on that same post. And bluebirds and tree swallows will cohabitate in a duplex.
Oh.
They won't allow, the tree swallow won't allow another tree swallow next door, and the bluebird won't allow another bluebird next door, but they both tolerate each other. Because they eat in different niches in nature, and so they don't see that bird as competition for food to feed the babies.
Okay. Well, so it wouldn't help to take the nest out once they start, if the swallows make a nest?
No, they'll just rebuild the nest there.
Okay.
And,
well, I've never had that. We've never seen swallows around here. So.
And they're really a fun bird to watch, and they're not like house sparrows that are an unnatural predator. And in this case, I just leave nature alone.
Okay.
And this year, enjoy your tree swallows.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Roger, and have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling
bye.
In.
Yes. Bye.
Well, that's going to do it for Birdwatch. Thanks for listening. If you have questions that come up during the week, you can always get me at Roger@wildbirdradio.com, and or you can go to my Facebook page and post a question. I answer a lot of bird questions there. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Raj, and thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch, and join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Coming up next, CBS, and then Around the Home with Greg Crawford right here on 590 WKZO. It is 8:30, 48 degrees.
Search. I've got a feeder for you to perch on.